Walter Parks is a big-time American producer. He's been nominated for 3 Academy Awards. He produced all those Men in Black movies and Minority Report, 50 films in total. But now the interest is moving on, and he's co-founder and co-chairman of Dreamscape Immersive, which is opening a brand-new experience out at North Park pretty soon, which I gather is only, I think, the second one in the U.S. Walter Parks joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, David.
So I can't just sit there and watch a movie and be entertained anymore. Now I got to be part of it.
You know, we're bringing you into the screen.
So talk about, first of all, Dreamscape, and again, maybe because of the movie, conjures up all sorts of images, but this incorporates virtual reality and the headsets. And
yes. It's for your listeners who have tried a VR, it's quite a bit different. This all came about as a result of, in fact, doing a demonstration of this particular technology that was developed in Geneva, Switzerland, by medical technicians. And most VR, you have sort of a point of view on a 360 world, but you don't exist. You don't have a body in it, and you can only do it by yourself, so you tend to be alone. What we do is actually track your body, your position in 3D space, and turn you into a living, breathing avatar, which allows you to walk and be in full contact with all of your senses, and you do it with 6 people at a time. And we put you into many adventures where you are existing inside a created, computer-generated world.
And is the outcome already determined, or do I determine it?
The outcome is determined. I've thought about this a lot, you know, from my background, the difference between stories and games. I think the major difference is that games are sort of open-ended. Either you win or you lose. You have more points, less points, kill more zombies or not. Stories go to inevitable conclusions, you know?
Yep.
And we do too, though you can get there in different ways. I like to look at it this way. What we're trying to do at Dreamscape is take sort of the visceral thrill you get from a theme park attraction. And in fact, my partner there ran Disney Imagineering for many, many years, and mix that with the emotional content that you get from a big movie and deliver it with this amazing new digital technology.
And on the one hand, I can see wanting to incorporate the technology and find new ways of using it. By the same token, AMC is one of your partners. Mm-hmm. And if I were AMC, I'd want to find another way to occupy some of that space and be sure that people keep coming to my theaters. It seems like a marriage made in heaven.
Well, you're very perceptive. Early on, Adam Aron, the CEO of AMC, came and saw what we were doing before we'd even opened up a pop-up. And you're right. Listen, just like all of retail, just like, you know, so much of our experience now is can be delivered digitally to the home, which puts an emphasis on creating rich retail environments or rich entertainment environments to draw people out again. And, you know, you can see how live events are so important in television right now. Live performance is really what's driving the music industry because the monetization based on streaming isn't quite worked out. So in the same way, in both retail environments like malls and for a company like AMC, to offer these premium experiences that are really unique that you can't get at home as a way to keep customers in the habit of coming to their places is very, very important.
You know, in the marketplace, we would say, does this have legs? The concept, is it going to be around 10 years from now? I mean, you know, malls put in ice arenas, and everybody's got to have an ice rink, and then all of a sudden they pull out the ice rinks. Or our theaters have tried different things. You know, 3D, for example, they keep bringing back, and people keep rejecting it.
Well, it's the question that when you are and I are sitting here 8 or 10 years from now, we'll be able to answer. All I can put it is this. It wasn't like I was thinking, what's the next better mousetrap? How can we find something or create something that will get people to come to malls? I saw a technology that blew me away, that actually made me think, whereas I saw as VR sort of an outgrowth of games and arcades, I saw something where you could tell stories in a brand new way. And if that's true, if we make good on it, and certainly our performance in Century City in Los Angeles suggests that is true, yes, it can have legs because it's another toolbox to create the thing that we all want, which are immersive, emotional, exciting stories.
But it is a story. But it is a story. When I play, I don't know, when I used to play Super Mario or something, I mean, that wasn't a story. I was just sort of progressing along the line and trying to be rewarded with.
Yes, we approach it very differently than that. You know, in one of our experiences, We get to go down, and we literally are responsible for saving a baby blue whale and reuniting it to its mother. In another one, we literally walk through the movie screen and become the heroes of a sort of an Indiana Jones-like adventure. So when you have a chance to see it, and when your listeners, you'll see that it, while it has some elements of game to it, and it's done on a digital platform, we're really trying to understand what is that emotional thing that we all recognize as a satisfying story and deliver it in this very unique way.
So who do you get to write something like this, to script it? What kind of person does it?
Well, I'd have to say that I've had a little bit of a hand in it myself. For these first ones, we've opened with original...
Well, you've written a couple of movies. So
I certainly... Yes. No, I wrote the screenplays of both War Games and Sneakers. And
right.
as a creative producer, I'm involved in the screenwriting of, most of the projects I work on to one extent to the other. So between Bruce and our group from Disney and our animators... We've been doing most of our work internally so far, and it's been an incredible writing challenge, I have to say. In some ways, it's very different than writing a movie, because it's like, that's 120 pages and it's this big budget, but in the other way, it's the same, in that you have to come down to what's the essential thing, the moment that makes the audience go, oh, okay, I get it, that was satisfying.
You know, your role as a producer, I don't know that everybody understands what a producer does versus a director and everything else, but you have to watch the bottom line. You look at the money that's involved and be sure that you stay on budget, while the other artists try to go ahead and spend more than they have.
So
you know something about business.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to do it all. I'd have to say that my business training, or the use of my business training, came more as my wife and I founded and ran DreamWorks Motion Picture Company for
right.
its first 12 years. And you really have to be attending to a lot of things. I would say this, there are many sorts of producers. There are producers that we call line producers, who are really hired to manage each movie. And there are producers who sort of package talent, and they know everyone, and they can put together. Because I started as a screenwriter, I tend to approach producing more from the point of view of developing the story and the script. It really is everything. The budget comes from that. The choice of director, everything comes from the script.
But it does give you a sense of business, too, because
yes.
my experience in... some of the motion picture people is they consider themselves artists and not business people.
Well, listen, is it an artistic business, or is it a business like art? What I love about movies is that these things come together. I've had the great privilege of being Steven Spielberg's, partner, his employee. He is very involved in as an investor in Dreamscape. And he's a perfect example, I think, of this interesting balance of what movies are. Because Steven is a consummate artist, but it's all within a framework of what will people pay for. He never thinks about being commercial. He just is.
Yeah.
His taste is commercial taste. And so it's just a very interesting thing that you would think that these two things would always be at odds. In other words, the artistic side is fighting the business guys to get more money. The great ones sort of incorporate both of those things in what they do, and I've worked with the greatest.
All right, so this is a separate sort of standalone. I don't have to go to a movie to go to Dreamscape.
It is,
but
it,
I do go to AMC at North Park.
Well, we are scaling out our business in partnership with AMC, but in this case at North Park, no, we're standalone around the corner from AMC. You can ticket either directly with us with our website or on the AMC website, but you'll see it's a very particular environment. I think you'll feel a little bit of Disney when you walk inside.
One last thing. So how many movies, how many stories are there?
We have three. We've started with three originals, and they're pretty exciting. You can save a whale, or you can visit the endangered species of the galaxy on a orbiting zoo. It's very hard to describe, but I think that your people will enjoy it.
Well, then I'll have to go check it out. Walter Parks is co-founder and co-chairman of Dreamscape Immersive. It's good to have you with us. Good luck.
Wonderful to speak with you.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay, come and see us.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.